Welcome to Reading Deadly Troubadours, the weekly podcast where I, Brent Thomas, read my novel, Deadly Troubadours. Let's begin, shall we?
Chapter 31. The Dragon Approaches. She did not want to stop at the farmhouse, but her stomach ached. She wanted to continue along towards her child, but it had been too long since she had had sustenance. She felt tired and weak, but her child was out there in the clutches of the same vicious creatures that had taken her from her mate. She knew those creatures would have their cutting stakes and their hard shells, and that she would need her strength, but she did not want to abandon the hunt for her child's captors. It was the lowing of the cattle that convinced her to pause in her search. She would indeed need her strength, and a field of cows would serve nicely. She had circled high, higher than their horned little minds could sense. She circled and watched, finding the right clump of dumb beasts. She pressed her wings against her body and, soundlessly, dove towards the earth below. At the last possible second, she opened her massive wings wide, pausing her descent. The sound of her wings slapping the air sent a thunderclap of sound through the herd. The thud of her landing and the force of her roar added to the chaos of the panic steer. She snatched them up by the mouthful as they tried to scatter. The cattle grouped together as one and stampeded away from death. Their response pleased her. This tactic, which could protect them from other grounded threats, was of no use to a master of the skies. She took a few nimble steps after them, and let the beatings of her wings carry her bulk off the ground. She easily matched and overcame their speed. All she needed was to lower her head and scoop up her meal. Their horns, which could punch through an armored man at this speed, posed no threat to her. Her teeth rent through bone and horn as easily as meat, and the horns were no threat to the mouth that housed such instruments. She ate her fill and let the rest flee. She sank to the soft grass, now matted to the ground by the pressure of countless stampeding hooves. She would remember this place for her journey home with her child. She allowed herself to enjoy the idea of teaching her child how to hunt such beasts as her stomach began its work of digesting the meal. A new scent interrupted her dreams, the stench of man, no doubt alerted by the panicked cattle. She rose up on her four limbs and cast her gaze back to the ranch house, and there they stood, 20 paces from the imagined safety of the little wooden house. She could not only smell their fear, but taste it as well. Her loathing welled up inside her. These were the creatures that had stolen her child. Not the exact ones, but the same type. Greedy little thieves, with their pointed sticks and iron nails, so weak individually, and so deadly as a group. And here were two, all alone in the darkness. She sniffed the air. They were a mating couple. How sweet would it be to continue her vengeance by punishing those who so resembled herself and her own mate from long years ago. She took a step towards the two of them and smelled their fear increase. But there was something else in their scent that gave her pause. She sucked in the air yet again. Was it true? Did she care? She was after vengeance. She was after her child, taken from her by these same creatures, and eager to punish all of this kind. They did not deserve mercy. And yet, the smell gave them away. There was not just a pair here. Inside the female was a third, still small and growing, but nonetheless alive. She gave voice to her frustration with a tremendous wail that sent the pair to their knees, the male doing his best to cover his mate, as if that would offer any protection. How she despised them and felt for them. She wanted to punish them for the crimes of their kind, and yet she was not like them. She was not a killer of children still clinging to their mother for warmth and life. She was not as heartless as these fragile monsters. Her stomach was full, and she had rested. It would not be much longer. The wind was whispering to her that there was a mass of the creatures forming. She could smell their fires and the metal of their fake hides. She could feel her child was out there, and as was the thief who stole her baby away from her. She spared the trio one last look, and then let her powerful wings carry her away.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Deadly Troubadours is now available as an ebook from Smashwords.com, Amazon.com, and Apple's online store. If you want to know more about me, Brent Thomas, you can visit my website at DeadlyTroubadour.com. You can also like me on Facebook
by searching for the Brent Thomas author page.
This podcast is available on iTunes, so if you have a moment, please rate and review the show. While you are there, why not check out my other podcasts, Comics League International and Living Japan. If you want to contact me, email me at deadlytroubadour@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at deadtroubadour.
The best way to support me and my work is on patreon.com/Brent Thomas. Even a pledge of $1 a month can make a real difference. Thank you for listening. Please tell your friends. And you know what? Have a great day.